All right, man. So this video I wanted to make about how women are like cars and candy, right? Because it's two it is like two different parts to this. So everybody knows the the women are like cars thing. Like, you always want the newest car on the market with all the equipment, all the new settings and all that shit. You want the newest car. And I want to go into like the candy side of it, right? Like, and this is hard. Okay. And the candy side of it is more for the attraction, the physical attraction on the on the skin deep form, right? Just on how pretty she is, that type of shit, right? And this is where women either women completely understand it or they don't understand it, but in both ways they get mad because they finally realize, woman finally realizes that she cannot be everything to any one man, right? And it's just the brutal reality. So with the candy situation, women are like, I'm gonna use Skittles as an example. I would say Starburst, but I think Starburst, I don't think they have Starburst over here in Europe, but I think everybody has Skittles, right? Skittles, the candy that they got, like fucking, was it strawberry, orange, lime, lemon flavors, right? All, the mixtures, right? So, okay, so women are like Skittles, meaning as long, like when you go to the grocery store, right, and you get that bag of Skittles, the bag of Skittles is like a bag of women that you make your way with and you pick up. You got your lemon flavor, you got your strawberry flavor, you got your grape flavor, you got all these different flavors mixed into one bag, right? Yeah, they Skittles, like, it's women, but they all got different flavors. Now, to probably explain this to women who don't get it. Now, imagine woman. Imagine if you were to go to the candy store and buy a bag of Skittles, but for the next 6 months, all you had was the cherry flavor in a liter bag, in liter-sized bags to buy, right? And that was the only flavor you had. So you go to the store, you buy your bag of Skittles, and uh-oh, it's just one flavor in here. See that one cherry flavor, that's you. That one flavor of woman, that's you. So when you go home and you eat from that bag of Skittles and it's just cherry, like, yeah, I mean, everybody loves cherry flavor. You can't find a motherfucker who doesn't like cherry or strawberry flavor candy, all right? Everybody loves that shit. It tastes great. You eat it for a while. And after about a week of just eating strawberry flavor, you're like, oh, I need another flavor. See, that's what women, that's what you are. You can never, once you are strawberry flavor, you can never go off and be lime. You can, you, but some bitches, they try. And okay, correction. Let me correct that. Woman, you can never successfully and fully convincingly in a fully convincing way change your whole flavor to something else because you are always going to be you. So this video is more for women to understand that. This is just going to be a quick explanation because I wanted to make this video before I forgot about it. But yeah, woman, like you, like any woman, like this woman is the lime flavor. So let's say you go to the candy store, you buy a liter bag of Skittles, and it's just the lime flavor. Well, guess what? Sooner or later, you'll get tired of eating lime flavor. You're like, ooh, I need some orange. See, that woman, that's what you are. This, see, like I say all the time, in the dating market, women like getting a guy for them is easy as fuck. All right. Getting like I just made a video on Patreon today. And I'm gonna put the edit version, I think Monday or Tuesday. But getting a man for a woman, that's nothing. Getting going on Tinder real quick and swiping through five guys to find somebody to get fucked by, that's nothing for a woman, right? Because every woman is essentially her own flavor in the candy store. Like somebody is gonna eventually gonna want to go try that root beer flavored gummy bear. You know what I'm saying? Just candy. You know what I'm saying? Bitches are candy. You're candy. All right. You're candy in this context, right? You're candy. Everybody's gonna somebody, if you made, okay, a perfect example, y'all know that Jelly Bean Company. What's that Jelly Bean? I can't. It's a real popper, Jelly Belly. Y'all know that Jelly Belly? It's a popper, and they kind of expensive for candy too. It's these little jelly beans, right? And these jelly beans, when they make a flavor, oh, they make a flavor. Like it is legit that flavor. And they so good with their flavors to where I remember they made these booklets where you can mix three and four different flavors to make a whole different flavor. You'd be like, God damn, that is Rocky Road and cherries and with cherry on top. That tastes exactly like Rocky Road cherry on top. After you mix like four other completely wildly off flavors, the jelly bean is on top. But to make my point clear, on bitches are like candy, right? To make my point clear, if y'all got in jelly beans, I remember one girlfriend I had. She wanted to she told me about this game you can play. So that company has this game you can play where they make a jelly bean the same color as something that tastes awful. So it'll be like, let's say it'll be like green, right? And the green flavor, but it will look exactly the same. So the green jelly bean would be like a sparkling lime soda, right? And it tastes just like what you think sparkling lime soda. I don't know if they make sparkling lime soda, but it would taste exactly like what you think sparkling lime soda would taste like, right? But then it'd be another, it would look identical, but the other green would be like dirty socks and rotten eggs. And when you chew, you'd be like, God damn, that tastes like rotten socks, old socks and rotten eggs. It tastes exactly like it. But here's the point I'm trying to make. Motherfuckers will still try it because it's fucking candy, all right? Bitches, you're candy. Every now and then, a motherfucker, if you walked up to a motherfucker and said, hey, yo, this candy tastes just like old dishwater. Motherfucker like, get the fuck out of here. I tried because it's candy. Now, would a motherfucker go in your dish? Would a motherfucker go to your sink with some dishwater and actually try it in a cup? No. But it's candy. A motherfucker will try it because it's candy. See, that bitches are like, when it comes to that initial phase, I say, when you're dealing with a bitch from day one to day, what? Day one to day 30. Day one to day 30. Bitches are essentially, they never really get out of it. But in these earlier terms, they are strictly just flavors of candy. All right? That's fucking it. Here's the thing, since women are flavors of candy, they get it confused initially and think that because they're getting approached by all these men that they're actually desirable for some type of long-term relationship and marriage. And what woman finds out is they can't keep that the customer who wants to try that candy. They can't get that motherfucker to come back and stay. And a lot of women find themselves falling into that boat. A lot of them do. And then once enough time goes by, that's when that car theory comes back out. Okay, now you got all these you got all this mileage and your chronological age is getting older. And on top of that, the woman's realized she's getting older, that she's run out of time, and now she's trying to speed rush a family in 5 minutes because she realized all her friends then went off and had kids and got married. Now she's trying to speed it up, and it ends up fucked up, man. But yeah, no, back to the original thing. I wanted to make a focus on the candy side of it. The candy part of it. Bitches are like candy. Even if it's a gross flavor, a dude would be like, oh, yeah, I tried one time. You know what I'm saying? But see, on the flip side, guys, we don't have that same option because bitches don't initiate shit. Bitches don't create anything. They don't initiate. Bitches do not build things. Women, bitches sit around and wait for men to come build it, to wait for men to come and build something. And then she just kind of hangs off the edge of it type of shit. Women don't create. So men don't get that same flavor of the month shit at the same rate women do. On no levels, unless the motherfucker is like filthy rich and bitches know him like near a college campus or some shit like that. Like that's about the only time that's gonna happen. But in all the other cases, bitches, they really, unless that man is like exceptionally well off, bitches ain't getting ready to create anything that's gonna resemble courage, all right? Unless they feel like they can play a victim or some shit like that on social media or something like that. But yeah, guys, we don't get that same candy flavor shit because bitches, they essentially just sit over there and wait to get picked. They just sit, they dress up, all their focus in life goes in how can they look cute to get guys and want to fuck them. And then after that, there's nothing else, you know, in their brain after that, you know, other than, well, you should want to be a better man because you want to fuck me. That's the core of, you know, most relationships are going to come across. This is why most relationships are fucking awful. That's why I don't advise getting the actual relationships with woman unless you know for sure this woman is going to bring you medicine when you're sick, and you know at least that's my minimum requirement that I would advise for anybody getting a relationship with a woman. Do you think that woman will bring you medicine when you're sick? That's my minimum requirement. But anyway, that's the video. I'm out of here, man. I might make another rant video on it later. I don't know, but we'll see. All right, hope you have a good day, man. I'm out. Have a good weekend.